helpmate suitable. I'm sipping on Martinelli's Blush today and sipping cherry sparkling juice. Come on now. All right, let me concentrate. Help of the Helpmeet is my book, and I love to do tips on helping helpmeets get stronger because I know it's a tough job. Trust me, when God said, you need to become a helpmeet that is suitable, I was like, okay, just tell me what to do. I thought I was already doing it. I found out I wasn't. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to tell you how to do it. And I was like, woo, that's a little difficult, Lord, but as long as you're with me, let me get comfortable. Got a new comfy couch. And we're having helpmeet time so I can get comfortable, right? I'm in my mucklucks, but we'll talk about that later. We will talk about those later. Woo! Anyway, all right, you ready for your my tip? My tip tonight, this one's a good one. Do I say that every week? Okay. All right, so this one's a good one. It says, right in the middle, right about a third of the way down, it says, I stopped worrying about what was happening around me. For as I fixed my focus on the word and my declarations, my perspective changed. I'm going to read that again on page 112. Help with the help me. Do you have your book in your workbook? Get your journal out. This is going to be good. And I need you to write notes because this is a big one. Because it's all important. Because God's word is important. It says, I stopped worrying about what was happening around me. Doesn't mean I ignored it. Doesn't mean it didn't bother me or hurt. I had to stop worrying about it. You can't do anything when you're worried. You have no power when you're worried because worry is the opposite of faith, and that's another tip. But I stopped worrying about what was happening around me, for as I fixed my focus, meaning I had to fix my focus. It was a choice. Fixed my focus on the word of God, and my declarations, my perspective changed. So what did I do? I had to take my eyes off the circumstances. We better sip. Ooh, sparkling juice blush. I had to take my eyes off the behavior of my husband. That's a double sip. I meant that seriously. Because when my focus was on my husband, I was in a tailspin. I was acting ungodly. It was not helping. I was getting more and more bitter. I was getting more and more opposite of God's word. It wasn't helping me. Let's go back to 112. Help for the help me. I stopped worrying about what was happening around me and I fixed my focus. Where's your focus, help me? Where's your focus? Is your focus on the word of God? Because if your focus is on the word of God, your focus is on God. Because God is his word. Can't focus on other people who may be telling you something opposite of God's word. That's a zip. You can't focus on other people's behavior. You got to fix your eyes on the word. No matter what's happening, if what you're looking at or what you're thinking about is causing you to miss God's word or misrepresent who you should be in the word or behave outside of God's word, fix your focus. Fix your focus. And then when your focus is on the word of God, change your words, change your declarations, change what you're saying out of your mouth, change your words, change your atmosphere, change your atmosphere, change your surroundings, fix your focus on the word of God. That means when you're off and looking to the left or to the right, press toward the mark. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. You know when you start wandering away from the word, it's not usually good. You got to fix your focus on the word of God and decreeing and declaring on the word of God. And what did God tell you? When you hide your word in your heart, you can overcome disappointment. You can overcome pain because God is the great healer. Because God is the joy of the Lord is your strength. There are things that you may be going through. Everything you're going through, tell me that it's not in the word. Tell me. It's in the word. When you obey the word, when you speak the word, you have to trust the word. You got to believe God. You got to fix your focus. You got to fix your focus. No matter what you're going through, help me. If you fix your focus on the word of God has something for whatever you're going through. If it's a lack of trust, if it's a lack of faith, if it's a lack of authority, it's in the word. If it's pain, it's in the word. Whatever you need. Trust me. It's in God's word. Take your eyes off your circumstances and worrying and doubting. Get your focus back. Focus is intentional. Focus is something you have to choose to do. God's not going to say, hey, help me. Nope. He's going to be right there where he always is, ready for you, waiting for you. Fix your focus on God's word, because whatever you need, it's in it. And then when you find what you need in the word, you declare it. Fix your focus on the word. Change your declarations, because whatever you need, it's in the word. Think about it. Everything we need, God is. I am the great I am. Sip. Whatever you need is in the word. If you lose focus, regain it. Just like binoculars, straighten up a little bit, regain your focus. Get in the word, change your declarations. I'm telling you, it's right there on 112. That's good stuff. I stopped worrying about what was happening around me. As I fixed my focus on the word and declarations, my perspective changed. So if you want your perspective to change, you got to change your focus. You got to change your focus. And many of us, no matter where you are, if you're not married, you may want your perspective changed. If you are married, you may want your relationship stronger. So you got to change your perspective. If you're having trouble in your marriage, you need to change your perspective. And everything you need, it's in the word. So that's the tip for the day. Help meets. While I sip on sparkling blush, 100% juice. Yes. All right. There's a couple of you writing some things down. Fix your focus. Nothing you can do about things that have already happened. Nothing you can do about someone else's behavior, but there is something you can do in prayer. There's a way to change your own perspective. When you change your perspective, then God can use you. And that's another tip. When you change your perspective, someone in the relationship has to be focused on God. Will it be you? Let's do this, help meets. Let's not rehearse and keep watching things that are outside of God's will. Let's change our focus. I'm a witness. He just needs a vessel. He just needs someone to say yes. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, because I promise you it's not. It wasn't easy for Jesus to get to the cross either. But he said, not my will, but thy will be done. He changed his perspective. Y'all gonna make me do another tip. When Jesus realized what was happening on his way to the cross, he was like, can this cup pass for me? Not my will, but thy will be done. He changed his perspective because he got in the word. He knew he had to be about his father's business. He knew he had to be about his father's business. He changed his perspective. Not my will, but thy will be done. Perspective. It was the same route to the cross. He was the same vessel all the way in. When he was thinking about himself, can his cup pass? When he started changing his perspective and got in the word, understood who he was, understood what God needed, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. Now, God's not asking you to give up your life. He's asking you to give up your flesh. Woo. That's a whole t-shirt. God's not asking you to give up your life. He is asking you to give up your flesh. We'll have to talk about that on another Sips and Tips. So thanks for joining me.